Boston's Astro Hall. This is KPRC Timberland as NBC Radio continues its all-star parade of bands celebration with the music of the nation's most traveling band, having just returned from Vietnam. Let's try it, Eddie. Band of Renown. To have you all here with us on the NBC Radio Network. Great to say welcome back. Let me give you a great big Houston welcome back to the United States from your tour with Bob Hope in Vietnam, Les Brown.
Tim, it was sort of a rough tour, but we're happy to be back, and we're happy to be playing here for the people, the good people of Houston. Let's get on the way with Up, Up, and Away.
Up, Up, and Away. Thank you.
great big music of Les Brown and his band of renown. We've had many thousand requests for the next tune, which I think is probably one of the most recognizable by Les Brown. Sentimental Journey.
Yes, with Joanne Greer. Segment. Butch Stone, that grand old man of vaudeville. That good man that's hard to find.
Now here's a story with a moral. All you girls should pay some mind. When you find a man worth keeping, be satisfied, huh? Make sure to treat him kind. 'Cause a good man is hard to find. You can always get the other kind. When you think you got a pal, you can find him messing around another gal. Then you rave. You'll even start to crave to see him laying deep down in his grave. So if your man is nice, baby, take my advice. You'd better hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty love in, treat him right. I call the good man nowadays is hard to find. I got a chick, yeah, about 6'2".
That's a big bra.
She never thought of Mitchell and me would do. One fine day, she met some other cat. He took all her money, then left the flat. Now she's calling me on the phone. She said, baby, you better come on home all alone. But if I'm gonna go back to her grand shack, she's gotta hug me in the morning, kiss me every night. Give me plenty love in, treat me right. I call a good man nowadays is hard to find. Now, we're back. Yeah, but I told that gal now. I said, then, woman, now is now. You want me to stay, but just one foot. Get a smile on your face and keep your big mouth shut. Yeah, we're back together, everything's fine. Well, now she better not step on a line. And now she knows what to do when the day is through. She's gotta hug me in the AM, kiss me in the PM, give me plenty loving with all her might. A common good man nowadays is hard to find.
Shadows of Houston's Astrodome. You've been listening to the really danceable music of Les Brown and his band Renown. This is KBRC's Tim Nolan, along with the Dean of the National League Baseball Engineers, Bob Green and Obi Johnson, wishing you and yours a happy and healthy new year, and reminding you to stay tuned for the great band of Harry James, Lawrence Welk, and Pete Fountain. Happy New Year from Houston. This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
Charlie Brown here with a special announcement from the Greater New York Fund to all working commuters. The fund, celebrating its 30th year, is appealing to suburbanites to make a contribution to help support 425 community services, which help nearly 4 million people annually. Although you live elsewhere, you're being asked because you have a vital stake in the city's well-being. Because your contribution helps to maintain a favorable economic climate for business and industry, and makes New York a better place in which to work. The commuter benefits from New York-based agencies because of special services not usually available in smaller communities, such as adoption services, care for physically handicapped, training schools for the deaf and blind, open-heart surgery, and other varied and specialized skills. Commuters can assure the continuance of these vital services by giving where they work to the Greater New York Fund.
WNBC-FM, New York.
NBC Radio News. Here's Bill Fitzgerald.
Three American prisoners of war have been set free by the Viet Cong in South Vietnam. The U.S. soldiers are identified as Specialist 4th Class James Brigham of Ocala, Florida, and Thomas Jones of Linville, Indiana, along with Private 1st Class Ronald Smith of Akron, Pennsylvania. All three of the men are reported to be in good physical condition. They were handed over to five American officers New Year's morning on a riverbank 50 miles northwest of Saigon. It was a prearranged site set up by the Viet Cong, and the American soldiers were given their freedom after the U.S. negotiating team bargained for less than 2 hours with the communists. The meeting was called for by the Viet Cong after a similar session failed on Christmas Day. The released Americans are in an American hospital near Saigon and are expected to return to the United States in the near future. Israel charges that Arab guerrillas launched a rocket attack on an Israeli village New Year's Eve. An Israeli military spokesman says three persons were killed in the town near the Lebanese border. Lebanon denies the charge, says it was trumped up to justify a buildup of Israeli forces on the frontier. The UN Security Council passed a unanimous resolution Tuesday evening condemning Israel for her attack on the Beirut airport last Saturday. The resolution said Lebanon was entitled to reparations for losses suffered in the attack, but did not specify how much. Israel immediately rejected the council's action, said the resolution was against the UN Charter and therefore was inapplicable. President Johnson sent letters to both houses of Congress tonight. He said he is planning no tax changes during the final 20 days of his administration. Mr. Johnson said any tax reforms, including the surtax on private incomes, suggested by the Treasury Department, would be up to the incoming Nixon administration. Informed sources say the Attorney General of Massachusetts, Elliot Richardson, will be named Under Secretary of State in the Nixon administration. The president-elect is in California to attend the Rose Bowl game. Earlier, he told newsmen he would name three or four top deputies to serve with the incoming Secretary of State, William Rogers, on Saturday. Mr. Nixon mentioned no names. The outgoing chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Richard Russell of Georgia, has urged the United States to establish diplomatic relations with Red China. Russell said it would be to this nation's interest to appoint some kind of a minister to Communist China. He added, however, that he was not advocating UN membership for the Peking government at this time. And the new year is blowing in with a vengeance in a wide section of the country. Record cold temperatures are being recorded in parts of a vast triangle from Puget Sound to New England and southward to Texas. Once again, the hour's top story, three American prisoners of war have been released by the Viet Cong in South Vietnam. The U.S. soldiers were turned over to an American negotiating team on a riverbank near Saigon. The freedmen are said to be in good physical condition. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, New York.
This has been NBC Radio News. Stay tuned for the next NBC Radio News.
Remember the last time we were talking, I said I couldn't make it to church that Sunday because of one thing and another, and you said, how about 2 weeks from Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, 2 weeks? I never planned that far ahead. The whole world could blow up by then, and you said, that's right. Remember?
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, I've been thinking it over all this time, and I decided I was going to drop by church to just, you know, see what's happening. I mean, what could it hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but then I heard he was dead.
What?
I heard God is dead, so there wouldn't seem to be too much point in bothering him.
You're pretty sure about that, are you, that God is dead?
Well, of course I'm sure. I mean, that's what people are saying. God is dead, and that's that. There's no point in pursuing it any further. I mean, fact is fact. If all the people who are smarter than I am say God is dead, then who am I to question it, right? I mean, there's just no point in questioning it. Yeah.
Well, then why do you keep flipping through that Bible?
A message from the Protestant Council of the City of New York.
Don't tie up the mail. Keep it moving. Use zip code in every mailing address and your return address, too. You'll help yourself, your neighbors, and your post office.
WNBC-FM, New York.
NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands celebration across the nation. This is Jerry Roy welcoming you to the Frontier Hotel here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, for the music of Harry James and his orchestra. James in the orchestra. With his familiar theme, Cheery Berry Bin, as we swing right into the opener, and Harry James plays Blue Skies. At the very least, the excitement is growing here in the beautiful Circle F Theater of the Frontier Hotel as the clock ticks away the remaining minutes of 1968. And now, with less than 25 minutes before we ring in the new year here in the West, Harry James and his orchestra play Opus Number 1. Thank you. great old V. Harry James and the orchestra right here at the Frontier Hotel on the fabulous Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, Harry, this is a big night, and 1969 is just around the corner.
Yeah, Jerry, and it's always a pleasure to be here in Las Vegas. This is our first broadcast from the Frontier Hotel here, and it really is wonderful. Little one's having a wonderful time. It's been a wonderful year, and I think, well, if we're not careful, we're able to be doing what we're going to play this next number. The title of it is Going Out of My Head. What do you think about that?
Well, all right, we're off and running. Harry James and the orchestra. This is NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands celebration across the nation, and you're listening to the great sounds of Harry James and the orchestra live from the Frontier Hotel here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Well, here's an oldie that will bring back some memories for you. Lovely Joni O'Brien, and she sure is, joins the Harry James Orchestra as she sings, I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamps down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark, and then you came and brought the spark. That's a foreign on fire now. Much for lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine, but now that you lit a burning mine, I'm beginning to see light. Little baby, and now don't you cry. Summertime when the living is easy, fish are really jumping and the cotton grows high. Your ma is good looking, so you just hush, little baby, and now don't you cry.
Joni O'Brien. The Circle F Theater of the Frontier Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's all happening here with the music of Harry James, and now with less than 15 minutes away from the arrival of that new baby, 1969. If nostalgia is what you're feeling, here's Harry James and You Made Me Love You. Harry James on the orchestra. Now we wail and really get going with the 2 o'clock jump. Harry? Well, for just about the past 22 minutes, you've been listening to the music of Harry James and his orchestra. Stay tuned for Lawrence Welk and the Dixieland sounds of Pete Fountain from New Orleans. How about a final goodbye, Harry, to everybody?
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. We'd just like to say we've been featuring Sonny Payne at the drums along with all the other guys. A merry, merry, merry Christmas, a good, happy new year, and God bless you all. Thank you.
This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. For now, this is Jerry Roy speaking for Harry James and everyone here in the Circle F Theater of the Frontier Hotel, wishing you a happy and joyous new year from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Continue to ring in the new year with the music of great bands on NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. Lawrence Welk next on the NBC Radio Network.
Hi, this is Robert Goulet, and I want to talk to you about the National Association for Retarded Children and what it does. It is a research program that's trying to find causes of mental retardation so that it can be prevented. Example, NARC was instrumental in establishing the PKU test in newborn infants, and it continuously keeps you, the public, informed of all this research and the medical advances which help prevent mental retardation. NARC supports schools, daycare centers, and camps for the mentally retarded. Schools that have special programs to help them become productive citizens. NARC fights to see that private industry employs those mentally retarded who can work. Now, 1 million are now so employed, but 2 million more could be. There are 1,200 chapters of NARC spread across the United States, dedicated to this work. But you know, it all costs money. The National Association for Retarded Children asks you to support your local association. Please give now. Thank you.
WNBC FM, New York.